ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the High Hopes Podcast. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Radio.com and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast. Jack, it's finally over. At least the 2020 season is over. Obviously, I want to be saying it's finally over for another reason. But right now, I'm just going to say the 2020 season is finally over. And what a whimper it went out with. What a whimper.
At least they went down fighting.
Oh, buddy.
Scratching and clawing, as someone used to say.
The idea that they went 1-7 in their last eight games and literally 2-6 would have got you in the playoffs is just, it is the most 2020 Phillies thing. I texted you in the second inning of the game on Sunday, and I was like, you know that the Giants and Brewers are both going to lose and the Phillies are still going to lose, right? Like, it was the exact way the season was going to end.
Yeah, and like, this is what we do, and that's why this podcast is named the way it is, and that's why we have the fans that we have.
You should check. Might be False Hopes is maybe a better way
The I'm Lying to Myself podcast, Phillies podcast. And it's like every time I talk just win one freaking game. Like, just one game. And like, I'm not gonna hold this against the Rays. I'm pretty pissed at the Rays. Like, the fact that they had to pitch Nick Anderson for two innings on Friday was ridiculous. Like, you had nothing to play for. Can you just try to get us a win? You know, like, it was just quite rude, I would say, by the Rays.
Oh, yes. Yes. Let's blame the Rays. Yes. That seems like, you know what, Rays? Make it up to us. Yeah. Send Eric Neander our way. How about that? Yeah. Is that a fair trade-off?
Hey, Phillies fans, did you like what you saw this weekend from that Rays team?
Oh, man.
Would you like that? Would you like that with about $150 more million dollars? Like, seriously, that's what we're talking about here. Like, $154 million. And, like, I mean, $150, whatever. We'll get to Neander in a second. But here's what drives me crazy. It is, like, Middleton, who obviously is the biggest fraud in the city.
Fraud Middleton. Like, until further notice, that is his name.
He's not even John Middleton. He's got a lot of work.
Fraud Middleton.
He's got a lot of work to get back to being Jack.
Jack is like so gone.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack is across the sea and light years away from him.
Yeah, very sad. But, like, all right. They paraded Joe Girardi like it was the equivalent of signing a star player. And what we saw this last week was just so damning on the Joe Girardi, like, difference, or the Joe Girardi, like, way. I mean, they came out embarrassingly flat. And I don't know how banged up these guys are. I think Didi's banged up. I think JT's definitely banged up. Bryce is banged up. Kutch just looks slower this year. Looks like he's not back to 100%. Like, I get it. But they just looked lifeless. And that was not something I was expecting from a Joe Girardi-led baseball team. And it's really, really disappointing, you know, because this looked like the same exact team that I had watched the last couple of Septembers. And I really thought that a manager was going to make a difference. And the fact The fact that this owner thought that a manager was going to get them get like 10 more wins from this team is insane. And
it's embarrassing. It's you know what it is, Jack? It's scary.
It's terrifying.
Scary.
It's terrifying because you know what he's going to do is he's proving it again by Matt Klentak still having a job. He's going to continue to think that it is just the players on the field and is not something deeper. It is not something deeper than the general manager and the president don't know what they're doing. They don't know what to look for. They don't know what trends the league is going towards. They have the fifth highest payroll in baseball, and they missed the playoffs. They assembled the second worst bullpen in the history of baseball. They did not get the JT thing done yet. He's going to walk. He is a free agent. We may have seen the last of JT Realmuto as a Philadelphia Philly. They have not drafted well. They had absolutely no depth coming up through the system. They did very well with Alec Bohm and Spencer Howard, and I think Bryson Stott. Other than that, I don't know. Like, Brogdon, I love. Jojo Romero, I love. But, like, it's 5 years. It's year five. It is year five of the Matt Klentak experience. And what do they have? What are they left with? They've spent a lot of money on a baseball team that is not good enough. They thought a manager was going to come in here and get 10 wins out of this team. Like, managers really matter anymore. Like, managers don't freaking matter. Like, have we finally learned that this year? So when we have the same debate 10 years from now about a manager making a difference, I will say, look at 2020. Like, the fact that this Phillies team is not a freaking playoff team with eight teams making the playoffs from the National League with their payroll is a total disgrace. It is a total, complete disgrace. And the fact that Matt Klentak is still employed by this organization is incompetence. And it is starting to drive me crazy how dumb this baseball team is. When I saw the Brooke Over tweet, I had exited our pre-show meeting, and I was walking around like, they can't do this. They cannot do this. They can't keep wasting our freaking time, wasting Bryce's time, wasting Nola's time. They are wasting everyone's time by still having Matt Klentak employed by this baseball team. Stop freaking around and fire him. Fire him now. There is no hope until you fire him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been saying that forever. That is as clear a position as there is in Philadelphia sports right now, is that there is no hope for the Philadelphia Phillies until Matt Klentak's gone. And the scary thing is, Jack, and you just alluded to it, but the idea that if he's going to keep Klentak around, then you know what? We just might have to adjust and say there's no hope in Philadelphia until John Middleton's gone. I mean, that's where we're headed.
That's not changing. That's what's
tough. I know. And that's what's terrifying. But honestly, it all comes from the top down. We should have known better. We talked about it after that press conference last year. Like, how could we ever believe in this guy again? He is the fraud of all frauds. Bring that effing trophy back, big dog. Where is it? Where is it? Is it on the horizon? Is it anywhere close? Oh, I was told by fraud freaking Middleton, September collapse, that'll never happen again. Oh, really, big dog? Really? Like, I'm beside myself thinking about this team, Jack, and you pointed to it, but like right now you're at a crossroads as a franchise. You are sitting here as a franchise with absolutely 100% clearly the wrong person in charge of building your team. You have no farm system, nothing to speak of. Whenever those rankings come out and Bohm and Howard are part of the major league roster now and not part of that, they're going to be in the 20s, probably what, 25, 26, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
At best, they are a bad farm system. They are a major league roster that is up against the luxury tax and can't make the playoffs with eight teams in their league making it. I mean, this is like a... this is peril. Like, this organization is in peril right now, Jack. And another year of this, another year of Klentak, another year of McPhail, another year of doubling down on this crock of you-know-what that is being sold to us is just another year that they have to make up. Another year down the wrong path that is ultimately crippling this franchise. It is, again, I don't think that we are speaking in grandiose enough terms. Like, it sounds like hyperbole, and it's not hyperbole enough. Like, this franchise is in peril right now, and the longer Matt Klentak has a job, the longer Andy McPhail has a job, the longer John Middleton doesn't realize what the true problem with this franchise is, the longer it's going to take to fix it. And we are in a bad spot right now, Jack.
Imagine opening day next year, if we can have fans. But imagine opening day next year if they bring Klensak back and Real Muto is not here.
Seriously, you're right. The signs, what would be down there? I mean, it would be a disaster. And again, the JT thing, like the idea that Fraud freaking Middleton could go out to that Fandemic crew and hang out with them and old man of the people on that, and then let this guy walk. And again, it might be out of his hands. Like, if Steve Cohen offers JT Realmuto like 5 years, $200 million, then you know what? You can't sign him. It would be malpractice to sign him in that spot. And that might be where we're headed. Like, this might be out of their hands. They had every advantage in this. They had him in their building. This guy wanted to be here. You had the opportunity to sign him. And Fraud Middleton, Mr. I won't go over the friggin' luxury tax, even though I'm a big boy in a big market city. And yet I'm going to act like I'll do anything. Again, I'll die trying, Jack. He said he would die trying to bring a trophy back. Are you kidding me? I'm like beside myself when I think about this guy. I have such hatred in my heart for the Phillies organization and the way they're handling this right now. And I hate it because I love them so much. It's really like I'm really upset about this.
Well, the other thing that is just absurd is, and for Mr. Stupid Money himself, if Matt Klentak isn't fired because he has 2 years left on his contract and they owe him $6 million, just sell the team. I mean, just sell the team. There's no point in you owning a freaking baseball team if you're going to keep a general manager around who is not the right guy for the job because of $6 million. Fine. Go do something else. Do something else. I mean, seriously.
It would be disgraceful. I mean, like, it would be a true disgrace. Hey, it would be unbelievable
if
he did that.
You know what would make this organization more money? Instead of worrying about the $100 million they're going to lose this year, which we can't even prove that's real because you have no idea how much money they're getting from NBC for the...
Oh, and because they won't open their books to actually prove it. So, you know, why should we believe them?
Right. And you know how you make that back? Is you have a good baseball team and you get fans there and you get them excited. Like, to bring back Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail, a duo that has produced literal dog crap on the field, like, I thought he had the pulse of this city and I thought he was, you know, I feel betrayed and let down. And
he lied to us, Jack. Yeah, he lied to us, like, point blank. Went on WIP and lied to our faces, to our ears, like, flat out spewed crap right at us.
He Steinbrenner of the South. Meanwhile, he built the Angels of the East.
And at least the Angels had the balls to fire their GM after
a second.
They couldn't get that guy out fast enough. They're like, all right, game's over. Can we have your pass? Get the hell out of here.
And like, you know what I don't want to hear is the stupid, oh, John Middleton is just such a deep thinker. And he's going to go through every.
Meticulous, Jack. Yeah. He's meticulous.
Like, shut up, man.
This is so obvious. You don't need to think about this. The evidence is there. It's 5 years. Like, what else more do you need? You have no farm system. You missed the playoffs with 8 teams in the league. You're not in any great shape heading into next year. Like, what more do you need to know, John?
And also, if you didn't have an idea heading into this weekend, and especially after you get freaking swept and you go out like they went out, just sell the team. I mean, just sell the team. It's over. You've made a lot of money. I guess it's all about money. It's not really about winning. He's not serious about winning, and that's what hurts the most. And what he is serious about is lining his pockets with more cash and taking our money and our beliefs and believing in this baseball team and just wanting to have something to hope for. And like, honestly, how the hell did they win in 2008? Like, I don't know. It's just all bad.
Well, he wasn't the managing partner in 2008. How about that?
Well, and you know what they did in 2008? Is in 2005, they fired Ed Wade, which, by the way, Ed Wade won 88 games that year in 2005. fired after that.
Missed the playoffs by one game.
Missed the playoffs by one game. Had Howard, Utley, and Rollins as his pillars. Meanwhile, we can't decide if we want to fire Matt Klentak, but they brought in a real freaking president and a real GM in Pat Gillick.
And a truly accomplished guy who everyone in the sport knew was literally one of the best to ever do it.
Yes. And that's honestly, that's what hurts the most right now, is that they have a real opportunity here to go get a real team president. Like I was looking at it last night. Theo Epstein, 2011, the Cubs go out, make him the president of baseball operations. 2014, Andrew Friedman, 5 years, $35 million to go be the president of baseball operations for the Los Angeles Dodgers, a big boy. The Cubs, a big boy. There has not been a big boy opening position since. I know the Red Sox opened up last year, but that was a team that you knew you were taking over and you were trading one of the three best players in baseball, and you were pretty much rebuilding. Yes, the Red Sox are a destination, but the Phillies, you'd be taking over a team that is willing to spend up to the luxury tax, and I still believe, I know he's a fraud, I still believe.
Why? Why?
Because I still believe that if they were really good, he would go over the luxury tax. I know,
God,
I don't believe a word
that comes out of his mouth.
I got you. I'm just saying, like, this is their opportunity to become a big boy. And Eric Neander is the vice president down in Tampa. He is not the president. Matthew Silverman is the president down in Tampa Bay. He's the vice president slash general manager. If they make him the president and let him run the Phillies, the 2020s can be salvaged. Like, the guy is so good at his job. I was watching him on MLB Network last night, and I was swooning. Like, just straight up swooning. And all I got to say is this, and this is for you, and this is for everyone that listens to High Hopes. You heard what it was like for Chaim. Now imagine that with Chaim's boss. That's how in I am on Eric Neander. Like, that's the level of need for Eric Neander. Chaim was on a really high level. Neander's another step up. Like,
Neander's more accomplished.
Yeah.
Neander is absolutely more accomplished.
Might be better than Andrew Friedman. Like, might be better than Andrew Friedman.
He could be. I mean, what he's done is more impressive. I know that they got to a World Series under Friedman. And
yeah,
I guess,
like,
you know, like,
08.
Friedman kind of built it from nothing in a sense. But the sustained success at the payroll that he is at with the moves he has made is unparalleled as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. So, and listen, it might not happen. It might not happen.
Well, here's the biggest fear with it not happening, right, is you just talked about, if there is even a thought in his head that, oh, I paid Matt Klentak $6 million, maybe I shouldn't fire him because of that,
right,
then there's no chance Neander's coming. No.
Well, there's two.
Then he's so much cheaper than we thought.
Well, and by the way, I mean, if you're getting Neander, I think $550 is a good start. I mean, if Friedman got $535 in 2014, I mean, $550 seems like a pretty good starting point. And Theo, I think Theo got extended in 2016 for like $525. So, I mean, you're gonna have to pay to get him. But again, like, it's too important. And you see a team like the Mets, right? And the Mets, they get their big boy owner and whatnot. And the first thing they do, which I think is a mistake, is they bring in Sandy Alderson to be their president, and that pretty much just cuts off any chance of getting a guy like Eric Neander. Like, that's a big market team that could have just said, all right, Eric, come run our whole franchise for us and be our president.
100%.
The Phillies have a chance here to make him their president. They can make him the president. He can take Andy McPhail's job, and he could really run this franchise and bring in someone smart to be his GM. Like, it would just – the Phillies would be – such an actual sleeping giant, it wouldn't even be funny. We would be the Dodgers of the East. We would be one of those teams if we just forked over the money to bring Eric Neander here. It's that important. It is that important. And I'm just terrified that they're going to either keep Klentak and McPhail around and not pay him his money, or he's going to look for an overcorrection and go get, like, freaking Dombrowski or something like that. Like, some guy who's, oh, analytics bad, you know? I don't want that. Just because they got it wrong with Klentak and he didn't know how to implement analytics and he didn't know how to use it and all that stuff, it's where the sport's going. It's what all the best teams are doing. I don't want them to go away from it. I think baseball sense and baseball people are important, believe me. But like, not going after an Ivy League guy because Klentak was a disaster would be a mistake.
Yeah, the evidence shows it is. You just picked the wrong Ivy League guy.
How did they do that, by the way? How did like everyone get the right Ivy League guy, but we get wrong? And the fact that they had Haim here, they had they had the Twins GM here, and they chose this guy.
It's unbelievable. And again, that's what, back to fraud. Like, that's what scares me. Like, I feel like this guy doesn't know how to evaluate anything on any level when it comes to baseball. Like, why should I think? And look, the Neander thing is the best hope because he doesn't even have to evaluate. He can just be like, look at the track record. But the idea of, like, smart young people coming in here to interview with John Middleton for this job, like, I feel like he's going to pick the wrong guy.
Well,
why wouldn't I?
You forget that John Middleton is the analytics department.
Yes, you're right. He's not a potted plant. I know that.
He's not a potted plant.
I've been told.
Sitting in the corner.
Actually, you know what? With his track record, he might actually be a potted plant with the amount of lies he's told us.
Honestly, I would rather he was a potted plant. And
me too. Get out of the way. Hire someone and just go away. Go away, John. That's how I feel.
I know it's probably not going to happen, but man, if they hired Eric Neander.
Oh, my God, dude. It would be like we have done so many podcasts this year with good reason, and we have tried to be happy and positive when we can, and Jack is certainly a beacon of light for that because no one is quicker to buy in on a team than Jack that he loves.
Imagine being a smart team, how quick we buy
that's
in.
That's my point. But like, can you please, Phillies, like, just give us something. Give us something so that high hopes can actually be the high hopes we want it to be all the freaking time. All you got to do is bring in a smart guy. That's it. We're not asking for much. Just pick someone smart to run your freaking team.
It sounds like, and I know we're making it sound easier than it is, but it's money, man. It's money for a real president that would know what he's doing. And, you know, I just, it would be so beyond massive to get him in here and just let's ride. Like, let's go and give him the keys to the franchise, give him our payroll, give him our resources. And, you know, people say, like, why would he leave the Rays? Listen, money talks all the time. And I wonder, like, there's got to be, if you're the GM of the Rays, there's got to be some thrill of trying to make $60 million into the best record in the AL. Like, that's got to be like a thrill. But then you think, wow, imagine what I could do with $200 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's got to be some level of, I don't know how, the Rays can win the World Series this year. They can win the World Series whenever. But there's got to be a sense of, imagine what I could do with that. And Friedman.
Yeah, on top of actually having a fan base that cares, having a history, all those types of things.
A podcast that is going to arbitration together. I mean.
Ultimately, yes. All that really matters.
I can't wait till he's fired.
All right. So real quick, let's get to, because we've talked a lot about, you know, the what needs to happen and stuff, but like the Brookover tweet. Because like you said, I saw that tweet and I'm not kidding. Like, I actually got sick to my stomach. And I'm telling myself, I'm like, but Rosenthal said, but Bowden said, that, you know, all these national guys are so much more plugged in. Let's be real. But Brookover, like, he certainly knows people. This did not come from anywhere. Now, it did say, I think, in the tweet, or the guy thinks, the source thinks. So it wasn't like a hard and fast report. But I'm still terrified, man. Like, I'm scared right now. I'm scared that John Middleton's actually going to keep this clown around.
I mean, so am I. I mean, yeah. Obviously,
I mean, what do we do?
Obviously, I'm still terrified. Like, I can't stop. I don't know. Like, if you're John Middleton, you have to know at least by now that he's definitely not a. Like, even if you don't think he's the whole problem, which I still think he's a majority of it, you gotta know he's not the guy. Like, and you know he's not the guy. Like, I just don't get how you go from all the gumption of I'm going to get that trophy back or die trying to not firing your general manager over $6 million. Like, a general manager that sucks. Like, you can't fire that guy because of the money. Like, and what do you like about him? If you're John Middleton, he's wasted $200 million of your money. Like, That's what he's like 130 last year. I mean, I just why would you want to keep him around?
Like, well, let me throw this to you because and look, I am you know where I'm at with Fraud Middleton and have been for a while. Whereas if he keeps him and someone and we hear or even if we don't hear like that it was the $6 million that he paid him and he wasn't going to just throw that away, I'd believe it. Like that's where I am. I think Fraud Middleton is that bad an owner, that much of a problem that I would believe that. But what about the possibility that he doesn't want to look like an asshat after calling him Branch freaking Ricky last offseason? And again, it would be the wrong decision, but I could see Middleton using that as a thing too, where he's like, well, I just called the guy Branch Ricky. I can't fire him now. Like I wouldn't be shocked by that either. Like I could see multiple ways of Fraud Middleton convincing himself that he's doing the right thing or that he's doing the thing that is going to make him look less like an idiot. When in actuality, it's the thing that makes him look most like an idiot, Jack.
Well, if there's one thing I hate in the world. It's, you know, being prideful about stupid things that you said. I mean, seriously, it's like, come on, just. Like,
I agree.
Like, just grow up, man. Like,
admit you're wrong. It's okay. It's okay to be wrong. Just fix the mistake. Don't double down on it.
And hire Eric Neander. I mean,
God.
If he wants to fix, he could fix everything in one move this offseason. Like, it's literally as simple as that. And it's the whole $100 million thing drives me crazy. Like, you make so much money every year. You're also a billionaire. You also get the Comcast money. Like, would you stop? And you can't let that hold back your baseball team, especially when you'll make it back. Like, you'll make it back there, Cigar Man. Like, you'll be all right. Like, just
you're worth $4.3 billion. You'll be just fine, big
like,
dog.
Like, you, if they don't look to improve their baseball team this offseason because of losing money during a pandemic, it will be. I mean, I've been disappointed a lot as a Phillies fan. I mean, I've watched a 60-game season that's felt like 180 games. Like I,
that day again missed the playoffs.
Yeah, they missed the playoffs with 18
making it in the NL.
Like, don't you like it? Would just feel like a whole offseason of watching the Phillies. I don't know how much more pain I can take. You know, I can only talk myself into so many runs and so many dog crap players you pick up off waivers and signings you make. You know, I can only do that for so long. Before it's just like, well, what am I even doing here anymore? Like, what if they just kill me inside? Like, what if the Phillies just officially?
Well, they can't have that, Jack, because you're the hopes. You're the one who brings the heart. I mean, we're screwed if you do that, because you know I'll just jump off the deep end real quick.
Yeah, no one is quicker to give up on anything than James Seltzer.
I'm out. I'm ready. Out. I mean, poor, I'm done with these guys.
I mean, poor Zoe. I mean, her dad.
I know. Wait till I jump out on her. I'm gonna be like, all right, I'm done with you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's gonna come someday. I mean,
you know why? Because she's not a fraud. She's awesome. She would have gotten rid of Klentak a year ago. It wouldn't even be a question. She would have hired Chaim Bloom in the first place.
Yeah. Well, it's not even him.
Can you imagine what a different timeline we're living in if he had just hired Chaim Bloom in 2014? I mean, come on.
I just feel like
2015 or whatever it was.
Does it feel like anything goes right for us?
No.
Like, never.
No.
Like, we trade away six stuff for JT, and it's like, oh, cool, we got the best catcher in baseball, and then, oh, we're just going to let him go. We signed.
Oh, and Sixto is going to be like the next Pedro. Yeah, all good. Yeah. No biggie.
Of course, it's our guy, right? Like every other pitching
prospect.
But
Jack, at least we get to watch Sixto pitch in the playoffs for the Marlins this year. Oh, my God.
The Marlins made the playoffs. The Marlins, with absolutely no money and whatnot, made the playoffs. Like, whatever. I mean, just fire me into the sun. I mean,
whatever, though. That's the point. It's like, that's where we're at. We're like, whatever. But it's an outrage. It's a travesty. I know this has gone around. Everyone's seen it by now. But the fact that the Phillies have the longest drought of any National League team and the second longest drought in all of baseball of a playoff drought, the freaking Padres made it. The Marlins made it. The Reds made it. Like, all these teams. Like, it's an absolute embarrassment. It is. I'm embarrassed as a Phillies fan.
I don't know. I'm out.
This is fun.
I got nothing else. I got nothing else. Just like if they do this, I'm gonna be in shambles. How am I supposed to believe in an organization that doesn't have a future? Like that's what keeping Klentak around would do. Is I'm watching a team that doesn't have a future. He is hopeless. He is absolutely and completely hopeless.
Wow. Hi. So are we renaming the podcast High Hopeless?
John, this is my last plea. Like, I'll call you John. I know James won't call you John.
No, fraud.
But please fire him. Please fire both of them. The fact that you even let them get on a plane back from Tampa if they were in Tampa is annoying in and of itself.
Again, the fact that he was not out the door yesterday, yeah. As soon as that game
ended. What are you waiting for?
The moment that game ended, he should have been out. We should have gotten the Ken Rosenthal tweet, the Phillies have fired Matt Klentak, and we should have been celebrating.
What are you waiting for? Like, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Other than to have someone convince you that everything is fine. Like, what are you waiting for? It doesn't make any sense, and I'm sad about it. I will watch a lot of Eric Neander stuff to get me excited again. Like, if there's even a one report of the Phillies going after him, I might not be able to sleep at night. To keep the general manager around that traded away Nick Pivetta, who struck out five in five innings yesterday of one run ball against the Braves.
Dominant in Boston. Dominant.
I mean, seems like a problem, you know, seems like a problem. It's not the biggest trade of his career. You know, that would be giving away Sixto for a guy who they didn't resign. But it just shows.
They're not resigning him. I mean, you know me. I've said the entire time, I'm like, oh, I still think he's going to be here. For the first time, Jack, I'm starting to truly believe that JT Realmuto will not be here next year.
Well, and I'm slowly getting there. It's more just I don't want to think about it. But like Bryce seemed angry yesterday, you know, and Bryce.
I mean, again, for him to come out and say, like, it's one thing where he does the sign JT after a home run or like whatever. I mean, that alone is a thing. He came out yesterday and point blank put the Phillies on notice and said there is no situation where this guy can't be on our team next year. It's unacceptable. I mean, put in as plain and quote unquote plain and simple terms as you could possibly have.
Yeah, and I mean, it's whatever. It's fine if he wants to do that. But like, you know, and then the next question is about Didi, and he's like, yeah, I told him, you know, it was nice playing with him for a year, basically. It's like, well, how do you think Didi feels? You know,
I agree. Like, I don't love that he's doing it, but he definitely made it very clear.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's his favorite player in baseball, and again, Mr. Moneybags, stupid money, said, promise Bryce Harper, I'm going to do whatever it takes to have you win here, and for them, not their first move to let JT Realmuto hit the open market is that that's how you're going to start off your relationship. I mean, if you're Bryce, you got to be thinking like, what are we doing? Like,
honestly, I would request a trade at this point. Like, if they let JT walk, they bring Klentak back, and how about his response about Klentak? Like, didn't say, oh, I love Matt, or oh, I hope he's back. He was like, oh, happy I'm not the owner. But, like, if they let JT walk, if they do that to his Bryce, like, why are you here? What are you staying here for? Like, what's the upside? Like, what's the down the road for you at this point? Like, your prime is wasted. It's done.
Unless they turn around and sign George Springer and they go all out that way, you know?
Yeah. So easy.
What if they, you know, how many teams have really, you know, what difference making catcher? Really? You know,
I love this, man.
I mean, Posey, yeah. But outside of Posey, I mean, you could just have a guy back there.
Yeah, sure.
Did you like what you saw from Nappy this year?
I loved Tom Andrew Knapp.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Doesn't mean I want him starting.
And he calls a great game.
Oh, Jack.
Calls a great game.
All right. You got anything else?
Yes. I feel like we should make our official High Hopes announcement.
Yes. That's where I was going.
All right. I
feel terrible about this.
And we don't want to do it.
We don't want to do this. Like, the High Hopes listeners are literally our favorite people in the world. Never lie to them. We love them.
And for as excited as we were about the event, the Bryce Harper's Coming Here podcast, I think we're more excited for the Matt Klentak's Fired podcast.
It's not even close. It might just be a whole podcast of me yelling yo. That's where my brain is at. It's going to be the longest, loudest, most intense yo that has ever yoed.
Well, and by tradition, I think we should get this out there now. no shot Matt Klentak is fired. This is Matt Klentak is going to be the
No way. This is what it is. They blew it yet again.
He's going to be the GM for the next decade.
Well, with that in mind, the official High Hopes position, and again, this is tearing us up. We are no longer recording this podcast until Matt Klentak is gone. That's it.
It's stern. It's stern. It's this very stern position we are taking.
It's what we have to do. Yeah. This is out of our hands. This is on Fraud Middleton now.
And the risk is that the High Hopes podcast never comes back. I mean,
oh, man,
the risk.
I don't do this, man. John, fraud. Come on.
It may be a year. It may be 2 years. It may be a decade.
Oh, man.
This podcast will never happen again if Matt Klentak is employed by the Phillies. End of story.
Yep. That's it. So fire Matt Klentak, John.
If you,
fraud.
Matt, if John, if you truly like listening to this podcast, like I'm sure you've had an enjoyment listening today. I'm sure you've loved this episode
of
the podcast.
This is probably his favorite episode.
Yeah, he's probably going to have
this or the Harper is not coming here one. One of the two has to be high on his list.
Yep. If you would like to continue to listening to this podcast, and we are open for sponsorships, although I don't think you're going to sponsor us after this podcast.
No big time cigar sponsor coming our way, I don't think.
Maybe not. You'll never hear our voices again. You will never get another yo from James. You will not have the most rabid fans behind you and the fans that actually matter to you, like the real fans of the Phillies. You won't have that anymore if Matt Klentak is still employed, because we are done. We're not recording a podcast. You have to hear us on WIP, and that's it. I'll have to talk about the Eagles, and I hate the Eagles.
Oh, man.
I'll start a freaking Eagles podcast.
I don't think that's very fun these days either. We could start our Fire Howie Roseman podcast.
I'll start a Flyers podcast.
Yes, Jackie Pugs. Hey, Doc Rivers might be coming here. We can be top on that bandwagon.
Oh,
I don't think there are any Sixers podcasts out there, right?
Definitely not. but yes, John, I'm very sorry.
So that's it.
But we're done. This might be the last time we ever talk to the High Hopes listener.
Oh God,
how does it make you feel?
I'm getting all like welled up over here. I don't like this.
It's what has to be done.
We don't have a choice.
We don't have a choice.
It's not us.
It's not about us. We would never make anything about us.
No, never. Not our thing, Jack.
Not me.
Particularly not you. Yes, never your thing. All right.
Actually,
so,
I'll start a Red Sox podcast because that's where Nikki is.
There you go. And Chaim.
Yep.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, my
gosh. Look at this.
Oh, my gosh.
You know how much I love Rafael Devers. I'll hop on board.
Don't blow this, John. Don't blow
this. So sad. All right. So, fraud. Middleton. This is it.
It's very.
Fire Matt Klentak.
It's very sad that I'd come to this point, but.
That's
what has to happen.
All right. Well, this is sad.
Yeah.
I'm really sad right now. Like, don't ruin this. I enjoy this podcast, fraud. Like, I want to talk to the Hopes listeners. I like talking to Jack. Like, don't do this.
Don't do this. And one last thing before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Did you
make it count? Because we might not be back for a while.
Did you see Connor Brogdon this weekend? Like, dude, talk about a dude. Connor Brogdon? I mean, how awesome was that? I mean, 97, 98.
Joe Girardi's decision of when to keep him, pull him out of a game, less good.
Oh, dude, how about freaking Girardi yesterday going for a third inning of Hector Neris over a fully rested Zach Eflin?
Unbelievable.
I mean,
Eflin looked great. As soon as he brought Eflin in, it was like, oh, you could have brought him in way earlier.
Yeah, and cool. Dear Joe, next year, it's okay to trust guys without long track records that have stuff. Like, can we just... Maybe we don't need every single night of Brandon Workman, Heath Embry, David Phelps. Like we don't need all the experienced guys. It's okay.
We certainly don't need Brandon Workman or Heath Embry. I think we could say that very,
well,
very clearly.
One more year of Heath Embry, baby.
Getting one over on Klentak.
Yes. Who could have saw that coming?
No one.
Who could have saw that coming?
Of all the shocks this year.
Yes. But... Yeah, Brogdon's a dude, man. Like, straight up nasty. Change up, comes in throwing strikes, 97, 98. absolutely perfect. Very happy, and I hope the High Hopes listeners, who we may never talk to again,
unless they want to subscribe to our Red Sox podcast, yes. Chaim Hopes.
Yep, I love it. Chaim Hopes night.
Actually pretty good.
Yeah. So unless you want to tune into Chaim Hopes, we will not talk about the Phillies anymore until Mecklenburg is fired. And also, I hope you enjoy the next decade of Alec Bohm, because that dude's awesome. And
yeah, he was going to be my one positive thing I was going to say is I'm so excited about that guy, man. And it didn't let up. You know, he came up and just started hitting and hit all the way through. It was awesome.
I'm going to miss watching Alec Bohm.
Yeah. Talking about him for sure.
I know. Just that never talking about him again.
Then in like a year, we'll do like a 2 years, whatever it is. We'll finally do a podcast again, and Jack will have like a 7-hour take bag to get through by the time it's all he's saved up over time.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to find the most random one. Like, what's the smallest one going to be? Like, did you see the bunt?
Oh, it's like something about some guy who got DFA'd by some team that the Phillies brought him for a workout, and you think he's really got stuff.
Oh, like
like the Robert Stock guy, which is funny because he was up in Boston.
I know. They optioned him to bring up Pavetta. It was great.
Yeah, it was. I saw that and obviously thought of you. It was
I'm trying to think of. Oh, was it Joey Meneses who was our next Max Muncy?
Joey Meneses. We had a whole J.D. Davis thing. We've done a few of these.
Oh, well, and by the way, I would just like to point out that past two off seasons, past three off seasons. No, two off seasons and a trade deadline. I wanted J.D. Davis, I wanted Mark Brousseau, and I wanted Jake Cronenworth. Like
it's a pretty good track record.
Pretty good track record of being able to actually identify talent, unlike our GM.
Speaking of Brousseau, it was wild watching against the Rays, and you see their lineup, and it's like Brousseau was literally the only guy in the lineup hitting over 300, and the other guys were like 220, 215, 230, and it's like, the Rays just figure it out. They just figure it out. Like, yeah, that guy bats 220, but against a lefty who throws 94 to 97, he's actually batting 320. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they do. That's what they do. Good times, Jack. Good times. So this is it.
Wait, so... Wait, hold on.
Uh-oh.
So the Philadelphia Inquirer just tweeted out, Phillies GM Matt Klentak will return, source says. Still no word from owner John Middleton.
Well, that's off of the Brookover tweet still.
Still, but it just came out at 6:23, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the one that they were using the Brookover tweet as a...
Is it clickbaity?
As a basis for that.
It feels a little clickbaity, right? Like, if Middleton...
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Oh, come on. That's a BS tweet.
I told you. It's the Brookover thing, right?
So the tweet is... All right. This is the tweet. Phillies GM Matt Klentak will return, source says. Still no word from owner John Middleton. The actual headline of the story is Phillies source believes Matt Klentak will return.
Yep.
Oh, come on. I almost just got very sad.
It's so weak, man. It's so weak. But just the fact this is even out there, like, I hope and pray that this is John Middleton trying to gauge reaction.
Oh, well, how's that going for him? Is everyone thrilled?
Well, that's my point. I'm hoping that he sees this and is like, just like the Twitter poll, because we have an incompetent owner who makes his decisions based off Twitter polls. And granted, that one was the right one, but that doesn't mean it's the right process for making decisions, Jack.
And also, by the way, for whoever, if I ever just ruined anyone's night there in the last 5 minutes with the whole Philly Inquirer link, blame Sixers Adam because he sent it to me and he did not do his.
Adam, come on,
buddy. He didn't fully vet.
Adam's better than that.
No,
I'm disappointed.
He is better than that. He is. Yeah. He is definitely.
He's a journalist now. You know.
Yeah, you got to be better. There's absolutely no excuse.
And to be fair, Philly Inquirer, you got to be way better because that's BS right there. I mean, that is an absolutely misleading tweet. Like, not cool. Like, don't do that. Like, people are really on edge about this. Like, don't do that.
It might only be us and our listeners, but we're on edge.
Certainly on edge about
it.
Yeah,
I can tell. I can tell you. You sound like you're on edge.
I am so on edge. All right. So, I hope we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you this time next year.
We'll see. We'll see. Please, Fraud Middleton, do the right thing. if for no other reason than for the High Hopes podcast.
Yes, and we're still available for sponsorships. If
please,
if after
please.
Listening to this, you said
yeah,
I
don't
need
listen.
To...
Don't listen. Just give us money, right? Hey, if you want us to talk nice about you, pay for us. And no, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Us and Eric Neander. That's all.
Yes.
We'll do.
All right. We will hopefully talk to you soon.
Talk to you next year.
See you later. He's Fritz and Seltzer. We're out.